How do you guys get together and write?
We schedule time for it. I mean, for writing, I mean, I haven't been sitting down to write like I normally do in the past year, probably. My process used to be like 5 days a week, even. I would sit down and just write, just to stay in it, and it just became this thing I did. But since I had a child, I'm changing that. That has changed quite a lot. I'm trying to figure out how to navigate that, you know, and still write as much. I just write in shorter increments now.
I mean, if anything, over the years, it has become more like a discipline and more like a job, really, to just set aside some time. But with a little kid, it's harder. But my wife and I make a calendar, and so I allot certain times to write and then just go up to my studio and do it then.
You start off with the guitar? You kind of start writing melodies on the acoustic?
I recently have really been into the ukulele.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes a banjo. Very rarely a piano. But what I find whenever I pick up is going to... What I'm going to write on a ukulele is completely different from what I'm going to write on guitar. So it's kind of a neat way to... I'm quite sure that I'm going to find something different, which is fun.
I write on mandolin some. Actually, I'll tune down to D on mandolin. I like to tune the E string down to a D. It's nice. It's a nice droney kind of sound. I write on electric a lot, actually, even songs that end up being acoustic, just to give myself a different, you know, thing. There's certain electric guitars that I write a certain way on. First, we usually write the basic chords out, write the lyrics out for each other. Sometimes we'll start with the harmony arrangement first. Sometimes we'll start with the instrument arrangement first. It just depends on the song. And I think it's just whatever we feel attracted to first, like whatever's easiest, maybe even whatever might be the easiest starting point, like the inroad into the song. I loved Simon and Garfunkel and like to listen to them. I used to listen to them and switch from left to right on the knob so that I could hear just Paul or just Art's part and look and see how it was kind of like two melodies instead of really that. It's like I thought of it that way. I was never much of a harmony singer, and Emily and I started singing together, and Emily could do harmony to anything. So it was very exciting, you know, that we could just instantly do music and she could sing harmony. And then over the years I learned how to sing harmony, but Emily would teach me how to do that. But I think it was just for me, the striking thing was like just the way our voices sounded together, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And Mystery is off Swampophilia, which you guys are going to be performing at this festival that Justin Vernon invited you guys to, Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, we're both huge fans of his artistry, and he's a great guy, and I don't know. Amy got to know him before I did. I only know him a little bit, but I really like him. Of course, I love his music, but it was a huge honor to be asked to play this festival because it's just a neat group of musicians and performers and writers playing together, so we're psyched.
And he chose the album, right?
He chose the album. And then on this record, One Lost Day, we used his engineer, Brian Joseph, to mix the record.
Cool.
So we went up to April Bass in Wisconsin, and absolutely idyllic place, and it was in the middle of winter. It was fabulous. so we kind of, we've crossed, and then we've, you know, visited with Justin and his family and their friends. Sort of, there's a lot of connections between our camp and his. So it feels it's flattering to be invited, but it's also cool because we just really like him so much.
He emailed me and he was like, I have this wild idea, you know, I want to get you guys to, what would you think of this? It was always like a hypothetical. Playing the whole album Swampophilia from start to finish live. Wouldn't that be just, and I was like, we're totally into it. Like, please follow up on it, you know. And so he had all the wheels turning, all the management and booking and all that jazz that has to happen, you know. But it was, it was a very organically curated festival, I think. I think he just kind of picked the hodgepodge of people that he would like to see play together, which is a great thing when people do that, you know.